Our new quarterback already has NFL comps.
Let's go!
What's up, everyone? Welcome in to the Monday edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Busty. Next to me is Graham McClain, and we are the Barn Social Hour. Thank you for joining us. If you're listening, watching, wherever you are, happy Monday. Graham, let's just hop right into it, man. We got a new quarterback over the weekend. I watched his tape and some other clips of him, and, dude, I'm excited. I really am. Again, the star system is broken because he does not look like a three-star. He looks like a five-star in my eyes based off some of the film that I've seen. But with that being said, that comes with some NFL comps, and he has some. And I honestly, I was thinking about this over the weekend based off what I saw, and I have one that comes to mind. I know you do too, but let's just hop right into it. What do you got?
Yeah, so there's a couple names, but I think we'll kind of focus on two of them. Mm-hmm. And then people are going to complain about his size. He's 6 foot, like 190 something, I think. Look. One, he could grow more. We've seen it happen. But also, like, there are multiple successful NFL quarterbacks that are around his size. I'm not worried about that at all. Would you wish he was a little bit taller? Yeah, sure.
Of course.
But it ain't the end of the world. And so it should be fine. But there's two that we want to start with. One, I'll go with the first one that I think is a little less, you know, like as I see it, but the second one we'll talk about, I think we both agree here that it's like, yeah, like this is the
comp. It's dead accurate, honestly. Yeah. It so really is.
The first one is Jalen Hurts. You know, he's a compact build, strong lower body. Like he's a dual threat. He'll run the ball, mm-hmm. Make guys miss, but also has a phenomenal arm. I mean, like watching, if you go back, if you try to find, go find his huddle highlights, just look up Gary Chapman Jr. Film highlights, something like that. His huddle should pull up. Watch that. His ball placement is unbelievable. And we need to preface this as well. Like, yes, he's a three-star, but also this past year, his junior year, was his first year starting at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So, one, that's a positive that in 1 year, he's already a three-star. But also, he's playing in Atlanta, like the Atlanta area. That is some of the hardest high school football in the country.
Yeah,
that is some of the best talent that you have. It's no easy, and they talked about this last night on the Sunday Night Live Barncast. Alvin Henderson was playing 1A Alabama football in rural Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing like, no offense to 1A football, but like he's playing some of the worst talent in the state.
Yeah.
But then Omar Mabson, I can't remember what star he was. I don't know if he was a three or a four star. He might have been a three-star because he reclassed, but
I can't remember. I'm thinking
Omar's come in and played a lot more minutes than Alvin. Omar played in 7A football in Alabama for Auburn. Like that, such a big difference in talent. And so him playing in their 6A Atlanta area, like that's some top football. Like that's good football. Yeah. So when you see these highlights, it's not like he's playing against scrubs. Like he's playing against some good talent. So anyway, like with that being said, really good passer. So I can kind of see that with Jalen Hurts. Now, this is the one we both, I think, agree on. And I think his you know, size kind of fits more with this one. And that's Bryce Young. I think we both agree on
this one. To me, I agree with 100%. I think with his size and what he can do outside of the pocket, I know Bryce Young was more of a, to me, just whenever I would watch him at Bama, he was more of a pocket passer. But now with him being with the Panthers, he doesn't have a lot of time. His offensive line is not great compared to Alabama. So he's having to use his legs a lot more. But when he does, good things happen. And you've seen that the past few years. Ever since Cam left the Panthers, they have been absolute cheeks. Okay. They brought in quarterback after quarterback after quarterback to try to fill that void. Wouldn't happen. Brought Cam back. Not great, and they could never get there. Well, then they bring in Bryce Young. Didn't have the best first year because, again, the offensive line was terrible. Last year, kind of popped off a little bit, and it kind of, you know, if you watch the highlights, again, gets out of the pocket, makes things happen. I want to point out the game against the Falcons. I think it was the last game of the year for the regular season. He popped off in that game. And I think Bryce Young and Gary Chapman Jr. kind of have the same attributes as far as quarterback goes, because not just because of their height, because of their play style whenever they're under duress. And that's where, you know, the dual threat comes in. If you watch Gary Chapman Jr.'s huddle tape, is that Gary Chapman Jr.?
Gary Chapman Jr.
It's a mouthful. I'm just going to call him Chap.
Chat.
I'm going to call him Chat. If you watch Chat's huddle tape, dude is raw, okay? I even reposted, there's a video of him doing drills, and they are like, he is throwing absolute laser beams, and I reposted.
Ball release is unbelievable.
Honestly, it's one of those like flick of the wrist, like kind of Michael Vick. If you remember Michael Vick, whenever he would, you know, when he was playing, he literally would like move his wrist like that. It was like, whoosh, just gone.
It's so quick. Like he just like, it just, I was like, oh my gosh. The Auburn fan base like on Twitter is like, yep, I'm in. Yep.
Yeah, I reposted that video of him throwing and I was like, dude, insert the Call of Duty hit marker noise. You know, that noise, like every time he would throw a dot, I was like, dude, heck yeah, let's get it. Let's go.
Accurate.
Oh man. And I know, and everyone's like, oh well, there's no one defending. I'm like, well, true, but for somebody that, you know, is a three-star, quote unquote three-star, if you watch his huddle tape, you know, that kind of defeats the argument. He's in his huddle
tape too.
Yeah, he's
his short ball passing is just like zipping to his receivers, and then unbelievably accurate on the long ball. And
yeah, so his deep ball,
unbelievable.
His deep ball is so pure too. And
right in the bread basket.
Yeah, and this isn't, we're not trying to overhype. Okay, that's not what we're trying to do here. I'm just saying it's very impressive for, you know, most dual threats, they have to have a rare skill set to be able to have, because most of the time if you're a dual threat, you don't have the best long ball, granted. And I know Russell Wilson kind of had, you know, back when he was with the Seahawks, he was kind of like the next go-to guy where it's like, hey, we need a ball deep. Who are we going to go to? Like, let's get Russ and throw it deep and see what happens. He has that skill set, and I'm very excited. And now, granted, I'm still excited about Byron Brown. This is for after Byron Brown. We need to start looking at post Byron Brown, because we're only gonna have him for 1 year, guys. So let's not forget about that. So I'm just excited about this. I like his upside a lot. They were talking about it on the Barncast on Sunday night. Like, his upside is through the roof, and I couldn't be more excited for the program, especially at the quarterback spot. So
yeah, and like they talked about last night too, but like the quarterback situation is so interesting for Auburn, like after Byron Brown, because like, who knows with the emergence of Tristan Tia in the spring, like who knows what Auburn's going to do. If I had to guess, Auburn, I guess, would probably go for a transfer quarterback in the portal.
Probably.
At what point does Tia get a chance this year to prove that he could be the guy next year? And they're talking about how like the only way they see that happening to have enough actual time that counts is if Byron went down and Tia had to play.
Which you hope that does not happen, personally. Yeah, I
pray to God that doesn't happen, but
I'm knocking on wood as we speak. And don't get me wrong, I like Tristan Tia a lot. From what I saw on A-Day, and I know it's A-Day, I know it's a spring game. Again, I understand it. I'm sure people will go after me in the comments, because you just do anyway, because you live a miserable life, I guess. But it's one of those things where
gamble. Like, if you're gonna go with Tia from this point, like after this year, it's a gamble. Like that, like, it's just like, all right, like, let's just hope this guy's good. Like, I mean, yeah, he's been good in practice. Let's just hope he's good next year. It's so hard to get like a proven commodity now in college football. Like, you're gonna be taking, I mean, even if you get a guy from the portal, like it's just a gamble every single time. And they're also somehow like, what are the real odds that Gary Chapman Jr., when he makes his first start in college football, it's at Auburn? It's not really high.
That's just
the world of college football. Like it, for example, if we go Tia after this, or we go portal and we get a portal guy for 2 years, and then maybe that guy leaves and then Tia's still here or something like that, then I don't see Gary Chapman being here like that. Like, it's just, you never know. It's so unpredictable.
Yeah, and I feel like with Auburn, and it's, you know, other programs, it's, you know, not as rare because you have more success elsewhere outside of Auburn. But especially with our, you know, our past 5-year track record, if you just look, it's not great. But I wish we could get to the point where, like, we have a quarterback for a year, he does really good, and then we can rely on him next year. Peyton Thorne does not count. Okay, I'm talking like, I wish we could keep Byron Brown another year, but that's not possible. But, you know, it's just the world that we live in the current NIL era. Auburn has to rely on the portal every year for a quarterback. It's just how it is. It sucks, I know, but it's just how it is.
And most of the cultural is now. They're talking about last night too. And sorry to bring up last night so much, but
no,
it was great. It was a fantastic show last night. If you haven't listened to it, please go listen to it. It's really, really good. But like, how many like good schools developed their guy out of high school and rode with them? It's not that many. Like, it's a lot of teams have gone through the portal to get their guy. That's just the world of college football now.
Same with basketball in a way too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they listed, like, you know, your top teams, and like Bama was one, you know, with Ty Simpson who he did develop there. Mm-hmm. But like Ohio State, Julian Sayin started at Bama. I know he was only there for like a year, but started at Bama. I'm trying to think about any more.
I think that comes to mind. That's the only one to me.
I mean, there definitely are more, but like it's not many. Like, it's a lot of, like, especially the quarterbacks changeup that we're going into for this next year. Like, the, like, you know, so many guys, like Rocco Becht, I think, went to Penn State, and then like Josh Hoover from TCU ended up at I don't even remember, but he transferred. Like, it's so many.
LSU is going to be a quarterback. It's just like,
yeah, Texas was one that has had Arch
for a minute
come up, but before that, Quinn Ewers was at Ohio State. He didn't start at Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just been so common to see some of the best quarterbacks, they didn't start at that school, and so it's just the world that we live in.
Yeah, you know what else is crazy about the world we live in? Buying shirts from AU.com. Get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn. You see the shirts, hoodies, and hats on your screen now. We add new styles weekly. We are getting closer and closer, you guys, I promise, to a Social Hour shirt. The design is there. It's just we gotta put it into motion to make it official, and we're getting there. But it looks really good. I promise you, it is very fire. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's very cool. Really cool shirt. Great for the summer. And I can't wait for y'all to see it. It's going to be really cool, and the options that we have with that. So again, go to aushirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. And again, if you get something, rep it, take a photo of it, post it, tag us in it, and we will shout you out on the show, and we will show off you showing off your gear from aushirts.com. Again, that is aushirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the barn.
Yeah. Also go on and head over to buyauburn.com. If you're looking to do business with Auburn fans and Auburn people, I mean, go to buyauburn.com today and search the index and see what all types of industries are on there. There's all types of stuff, from real estate to food to golden retriever training. There's quite literally everything. And if you're, you know, you're an Auburn fan and you own your own business, go to buyauburn.com today and sign up, and let's just keep growing this index and make it as big as possible so that the Auburn family can support each other every single day. It's just such a great way to support each other, support the Auburn family. And man, I just love buyauburn.com. So go to buyauburn.com today to get started.
Yeah, please do that. It's really cool. And I want to see that like expand to like the biggest index of Auburn owned businesses that are out there. Cause I know you're out there.
It probably already is the biggest Auburn index, cause it's probably the only one.
Yeah, it probably is the only one.
Props to them.
Yeah, props to them. But moving on to the back end of the show, and I'm sure you've seen it because it's been kind of the main story of, especially in the SEC, but for a lot of sports news, broke earlier this morning. Amon Hardy out of Missouri was shot at a concert last night.
Phenomenal running back, by the way. If you're not familiar with Missouri, like, I think led the SEC, was in the top like five probably for NCAA last year. Like, phenomenal running back. I think we played against him the last 2 years. I think he started at ULM and then transferred to Missouri.
Yes. Yes.
Phenomenal running back. Really important.
Honestly, like, he's a rare offensive talent to come through Missouri. because they're not known for having good running backs, and he's kind of the one that they've had for the past few years that have been, he's been their go-to. And it sucks to see this. You hate to see it happen. He, from what I've seen, he has been through surgery. He's recovering well. He's in stable condition. You know, the football program for Missouri is asking for thoughts and prayers. And I, you know, again, I hate this has happened. And there's been some reports, you know, people are saying that he was shot at a concert. Well, there's been some reports flying around. And I don't know how true these are. So, again, take it with a grain of salt. But apparently they're wanting a lot of, if any at all, concerts.
My pushback to that is like, how many places have like live music and like it could be called a concert, like a small little concert.
Yeah.
Like, that's not like a headline of somebody, but like, it's like a small little venue. Like Birmingham has concerts every single night with like small little venues. So like, I'm not 100% like doubting that, but like, it's just like, could like the report have been like he was at a concert, be like a small venue? Like, I don't know. It's, it doesn't really matter. It's still awful.
Yeah, it's still not a good thing. And hopefully, you know, he recovers quick. It's not going to be an easy thing to come back from. I know, you know, he used to be for the Washington Commanders. Now he's with the 49ers, Brian Robinson. He was shot. And then you had Ricky Pearsall. Ricky Pearsall from the 49ers.
Auburn fans are not, you know, not like it, this is something that's Auburn fans have had to experience and go through. And I mean, we had just two or three years ago that our very own running back, Brian Batie, was shot in Florida. And so we know how scary the situation is and how thankful and lucky, you know, that Ahmad's going to be okay from what we're hearing, and that like it's stressful. And I mean, thank goodness that Batie, you know, was okay in the sense of he didn't lose his life. And unfortunately, his brother did. But
yeah.
Auburn fans understand what's like the situation here.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, it's, again, you hate to see it. You don't want to see it. I know that it's an SEC school, and everyone that I've talked to, you know, that's an Auburn fan, it's like, oh, it's us against the world and everything. But we're hoping that he makes a speedy recovery and that he's back on the football field, because it's no fun when, you know, a team loses their best player due to something like this. Cause it's, you know, it's not a fun thing. I'm glad that he's alive. It could have been way worse. We could be reporting that he, you know, died from this, and, you know, thank the Lord he didn't. It's just a minor setback for hopefully a major comeback, and we'll see. I really hope that he recovers quick and that this doesn't affect his career in any way, because he is, again, Auburn fandom aside, he's one of my favorite running backs to watch in the SEC. He's very quick. He's very shifty, very twitchy. Like he again, Missouri, a running back to go through Missouri like that is very rare. So it's cool to see that. And I hope that he can get back on the football field as quickly as possible. And I wish nothing but the best. I really do. And thoughts and prayers are with him and his family. And I think that I saw that his family and friends were there at the hospital too. So he's there surrounded by people that are, you know, there to support him and have his back. So if there's, you know, hopefully there's an update soon on how he's doing, and you know, we'll go from there. But yeah, that happened early this morning. I think
it was from what I saw, it was Sunday morning, so probably like Saturday night / early Sunday. And then I'm sure they kept it under wraps for a while. Then finally, they once they knew he was okay and stuff, they released this.
Yeah. I mean, you have to, you don't suddenly lose your running back for no reason. I'm sure people are going to start asking questions at some point. So, but yeah, again, thoughts and prayers are with Amon, and we hope that he recovers quick and that he is back on the football field. Cause again, no fun to see that, and it could have been way worse, and we're glad it wasn't. So, but on another note, if you're enjoying what you're listening to and what you're watching, subscribe to The Barn. Check out TheBarn.com for all the great podcasts that we have, including the Top Button Podcast, Village Vice, The Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, and occasionally Sunday to Sharon Brad Law, and Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. Great episode last week with Owen Papo. If y'all want to check that out, it's on The Barn. It was recently uploaded, I think, like last week, like late last week. So it's there. You'll see it. He's in the thumbnail. But again, like and subscribe if you like what you're listening to, and follow us, whatever podcast app you're listening on. Follow us, give us a follow, and we'd love to hear feedback on our NFL comps of our new quarterback in the comments below and in the chat. And we'd love to, you know, go back and forth and see what y'all think. But and I know it's two Bama guys. I know I can already see the comments now. Why is Auburn guy getting compared to two Bama guys? Two
successful Bama guys.
Yes, two successful Bama guys in that size, kind of body build category that are in the NFL doing really good. So, and I know the Panthers are not doing great, but they're on the upside because they have young talent.
Hey, like, they made the playoffs last year. That's a massive improvement from like 2 or 3 years ago.
They gave the Rams a run for their money too. At one point, I'm thinking, dang, they're about to up the Rams. We'll see how that plays out. But again, please let us know. And if you have any other comps that you think that he would, you know, be compared to, like a Russell Wilson or something like that, let us know. We'd love to hear feedback. And again, if you get any shirts from aviashirts.com, tag us. We'd love to shout you out because we like showing our appreciation to the fans of the barn. So again, we'd love for you to subscribe, hang out, have a good time. Let us know in the comments down below what you think about our new QB's NFL comps. And other than that, I don't have anything else. Graham, you got anything? Nope. Cool. Well, everyone have a great rest of your Monday. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as always, War Damn, we will see y'all next time.
Bye. Have a great time.